So like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you find the miracles of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cured people. Now one miracle, Hazrat Abdullah bin Atiq radiallahu ta'ala, there was a person by the name of Abu Rafiq. You see, there were certain individuals amongst the Jews that were really causing problems to the Muslims. And Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed for these people to be out of the picture. So, you know, sometimes you got to get rid of one rotten tomato to save the rest of the crate. So these were like those rotten tomatoes. So Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent a group of Sahaba to go and sort this Abu Rafi out. So the Sahabi who was in charge was Hazrat Abdullah bin Atiq radiallahu ta'ala. So he went and he assassinated this Abu Rafi. And on his return, he fell on the staircase, he fell and he broke his leg. So he took his amama, he bandaged his leg, and he made his way back to his companions, and then they assisted him and they brought him to Medina Sharif, to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he was presented to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his Mubarak hand and put it over his leg. Immediately his leg came right. He said that leg became the stronger of his two legs. Never did he have a problem again with that leg. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Khaybar, that fort cannot be conquered, the door of that fort cannot be broken. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, tomorrow I will give the flag to a person who will conquer that fort. Every sahabi is waiting, I hope it is me, I hope it is me. Next day Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls for Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Sahaba say, but he is sick. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never mind, call him. When he is brought, he has got an eye infection. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes his Mubarak saliva, puts it on his eyes, same time his eyes came right. So here you find the mu'jiza of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even after Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left from the dunya, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, some of them, they had the hair Mubarak of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They used to keep it in a container. Any person who was sick or anything, they used to put water in the container, shake it with the hair, give them to drink, they used to get cured. Now today's time, some people, they have made a mazak of the Baal Mubarak of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if anybody say that they got Baal Mubarak of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must not say that it's not the hair of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we don't know. But at the same time, all this nonsense what people are doing now, they're keeping the hair there and everybody must go around the hair and do this and that, that is nothing short of shirk. All those things are not allowed. Yes, if somebody got it, my Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad Sparia Sahib Daud Barakatum, he got the hair of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But do you hear now, every year he's having one big function, putting the hair there in the front and everybody must come and go around the hair and all, nothing of the sort. Why they don't do that with their wife's jewelry? Somebody got something valuable, they keep it safely. So these people, they just make a business out of it. It's wrong. Khair. Then we have Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala. Now this is a mu'jiza of the strength of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We discussed it the other night also, that when the trench was being dug, then that rock could not be broken. And eventually the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they call Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and one shot he breaks the rock. Then as a Jabir radiallahu anhu, he notices that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got two stones tied to his Mubarak belly because of hunger. So he goes home and he tells his wife, he says, you know, I seen Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very hungry, you know, you have got something here in the house. He said, we got a little bit flour, and you got that one small kid goat there outside. Rather slaughter that goat, and I'll try and make some bread here, and tell Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come, and bring about 10 sahaba with him, come and partake of meals. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, he went quietly, he told Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, something small there is at home, can bring 10 people and come. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he made a big announcement. He said, oh mu'minin, hayya halla. He said, oh, all come. Jabir radiallahu anhu has prepared meals there at home, come. Now we mustn't do a thing like this. We mustn't do anything like this. If, for example, somebody came and invited you, and they invited you 2-3 people, so you must go 2-3 people. Here, this was Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he wanted to show. Now, Sahaba were digging, all of them are hungry. You're becoming despondent, you're losing hope. Now, to show them that look at the Qudrat of Allah. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes there to the house. He tells them, don't open the pots, don't do anything until I come. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam dishes out, calls few Sahaba, they come and eat, go. More Sahaba come, eat, go. Like that, 1,000 Sahaba ate. Food that was prepared for maximum 10 people, plus minus 1,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they partook of that meal. And the food was still how it was. Didn't decrease in any way. So this type of mu'jiza also, many like this in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where food for few people became sufficient for so many people, hundreds of people. Then we look at Hudaybiyah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is camped at Hudaybiyah. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They say, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's no water left in the well. Animals are thirsty. We are thirsty. We need to make wuzu, etc. There's no water. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has one little container of water. He takes his Mubarak hand, he puts in that container. From Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak fingers, water starts gushing out. What a water that must have been. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they bring their containers, they bring their utensils, whatever they had, they fill up. The water was sufficient for the animals to drink, for them to drink, for them to carry for the journey, to make their wuzu, whatever it was, water was sufficient. Now this type of mu'jiza also, many times it had taken place, where certain well had gone dry, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went there, blew into that well, all of a sudden water starts coming up. So this type of mu'jiza also we find in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regards to those predictions, just one more that I had made a note of, that in the battle of Ahzab, the battle of Khandaq, you know, the battle of the trench, at the end of the battle, they couldn't enter Medina Sharif, right? The trench was there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't allow for them to enter Medina Sharif. The kuffar couldn't enter. And then on that last night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a storm, sandstorm. The night became pitch black. You couldn't see your hand in front of you. And the tents were getting blown away. The pots were getting overturned. And you ever went to the beach on a windy day? How that sand slaps you. Like that, the sand was slapping them. وَلِلَّهِ جُنُودُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs the army of the skies and the earth. It became such that they couldn't bear it anymore. So they started running away. They ran back. Everybody went back home. Makkah Sharif, the different tribes went to their places. When they were going away, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this is the last time that the Quraysh will advance on us. This is the last time that they will advance on us. In the future, we will be advancing on them. They will never advance on us ever again. Now, at that time, it could have been understood. But after that, what happened? Hudaybiyah took place, where the Muslims went. They didn't come here. And then Fateh Makkah, again Muslims went. They didn't come here. Once Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is traveling and he needed to relieve himself. Now it's an open maidan. He needed to relieve himself. There's no place of privacy. There's one tree on that side, one tree on this side. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes to the tree. He holds the branch. He addresses the tree. He says, come with me. By the hukam of Allah, you come with me. The Sahaba who is narrating the hadith, he said, like how you will pull your camel or you pull your horse and it will walk behind you. Like that the tree came with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam joined the tree up with the other tree. So now it created privacy. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam relieved himself. And thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam took the tree back to its place and put it there. Now this mu'jiza also happened, this type of mu'jiza also happened few times where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made stones talk to Abu Jahl. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, if there are stones in your hand, bear testimony that I am a Nabi, then will you bring iman? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam made the stone talk to him and tell that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a Nabi, but iman was not written for him. He didn't accept Islam. Then one Sahabi villager, he came, he said, how do I know that you are the Nabi of Allah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, if I call those trees to me and they come, will you believe? He said, yes. So there were two trees. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam addressed those trees, said, come. So those trees came with the roots and everything. They're moving in the ground, creating like a tunnel in the ground, like a trench. And they came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam ordered the trees to go back. They go back to their place. And this villager, he is now rest assured that this is the Nabi of Allah. So you find miracles of this nature. Then you find miracles of the nature when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke to the animals. The animals complained to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One camel complained. The people came to tell Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that one camel is gone. You know, when a camel goes mad, nobody goes near the camel. It can kill you. The bite of the camel is worse than a dog bite. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam went up to the camel. The Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum saying, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, don't go. This camel is now, it's gone mad. You know, don't go near it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam walks up to the camel. When the camel sees Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, immediately it bows its head. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam pats that camel. And then he reprimands the owner of the camel, that you are overworking this camel and underfeeding the camel. That's why the camel is upset. So you find that once one bird came, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is sitting, one bird came and it is flapping its wings. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, go see, some children have caught the baby of this bird, the chick of this bird, and tell them to release it. This bird is complaining to me. So the animals also, they knew that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is rahmatul lil alameen. They too came and complained to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So now if you go in that direction, now you'll find a whole host of mu'jizat of that nature. But the two mu'jizat which are outstanding, one is the mu'jiza of Mi'raj. Now that I'm not going to discuss, you know it, you have heard it in Rajab, year in and year out, you know about Mi'raj, but that is one outstanding miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the miracle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which is the greatest miracle, and which was the miracle related to that zamana, is the miracle of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenged people who were Arabic speaking people, whom they were master poets. You know the Arabs in that zamana, they used to sit like this. And they will have an argument, they'll have a debate in poetry. You can't talk not in poetry. The whole debate must be in poetry. off the cuff, you must be making up poetry. If I put forward an argument, you must be able to answer me off the cuff. No time to think and work it out and compose and all that. This was what masters they were in the language. That some of them used to compose such poetry, such eloquence in the poetry, and only their poetry was allowed to be hung on the Kaaba Sharif. So language was a very big thing amongst the Arabs. Pure Arabic they spoke. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a challenge to them. Fa'tu bi ashri suwarim min mithliha. That bring forth 10 surahs the like of the Quran Sharif. You all are such masters in Arabic. Bring forth in your own language, you speak this language, bring forth 10 surahs the like of the Quran Sharif. You won't be able to do it. Nobody took up the challenge. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, okay, bring one surah. Fa'tu bi suratim min misli. Wad'u man istata'tum. Call whomsoever you want, all of you. Don't not one person do it on his own. Bring everyone together, all the best of poets, bring them together. And make one surah to match the eloquence of the Quran Sharif. Till today, nobody has taken the challenge. The challenge is open, it's in the Quran Sharif. Till today, nobody has taken up the challenge to produce even one surah, the like of the eloquence, the fasahat and the balaghat of the Quran Sharif. Now why this is the greatest miracle, the Quran Sharif? Because every other Nabi of Allah, their miracles lasted till their era, till they passed away. But the Quran Sharif is the miracle which will last till Qiyamah. This is why it is the greatest miracle. Now we haven't even scraped the tip of the iceberg here when it comes to all the mu'jizat. Many, many mu'jizat. But we must read up. We must read up the mu'jizat of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will make our iman taza. Make our iman taza. The other thing that I wanted to mention to you was, one of the nights, I don't know whether it was when we were discussing the fatwa of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the justice of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the nights, we discussed an incident where a certain sahabiya from the Makhzumi tribe, she had committed some theft, and Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had ordered that her hand must be chopped off. And then Nabi Akareem, you know, that family people, they sent one sahabi to come and intercede on behalf of that lady. And then Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if it had been my own daughter, Fatima bint Muhammad, then too her hand would have been cut off. So I think I told you all on that night that the sahabi who went to intercede was Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu. So it was not Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu, it was Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu, the son of Hazrat Zayd radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala, he was the one who was approached by that woman's family to go and intercede on behalf of that lady. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.